When we chant Om Shanti, 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 chant it three times. It's done like this across the world. Shanti does mean peace. May there be peace. In other words, stability, smoothness, harmony, balance. And we chant it three times because it is recognized that there are three arenas of experience in which discord and hardship and agitation can arise. The first is nature itself. The magnificence of nature is not necessarily running to the expectations of human beings. There can be great natural catastrophes. Hardship comes from the natural world as a consequence of what nature does. It's not a judgment, it's not an intention, it's just what nature does. So we ask for a reasonable smoothness, harmony and peace in the way nature impacts upon us. The second arena of discord, difficulty, hardship and suffering is said to be in the interactions with other people. Human interactions can be very turbulent, cruel, aggressive, harmful. So we ask, we pray for a reasonable smoothness in the interactions with other people. And the third arena within which discord can arise is within ourselves, in the perspectives we hold, in the attitudes that populate our minds, in the expectations we have, in the unmet desires, in the fears, in the anxieties, in the negative thinking, in the moods that can confine us and separate us from beauty. So the inner world, like the outer world, can be places of great turbulence. Life is not easy. And these three arenas are said to compartmentalize those areas that cause us hardship. You know, the natural world isn't just the weather. It's economics. All those forces that act upon us from the outside. Politics is an outside force. So across time, as we said yesterday, there has been discord and suffering in these areas throughout human history and will continue to be. It's a feature of living this life in this place, in these circumstances. But it's not all like that. It's not all those things. Shining through all of that, all the time, it's always been the case, it is the case today, and it will be the case into the future, unendingly. Shining through all of that is the light. We say, I said, align with the light. What does that mean? It means notice the positivity, the benevolence, the auspiciousness. Notice the kindness and the optimism. Notice the helpfulness. Notice the desire for affection and pure relationship and grace. These are absolutely real things. They're not whimsical. They are absolutely real properties. This is the light.